Hello. You are listening to We Own This Town Music, a podcast dedicated to showcasing new and notable music from Nashville and surrounding areas. I'm your host, Michael Eads, and this is volume 118. As always, I want to remind you that this show is part of a network of shows under the We Own This Town umbrella. It's a roster of shows all brought to you by Nashville residents on a wide range of topics. We've gotten into a good cadence of releasing episodes from a lot of the different shows that we have very regularly, and I hope you'll take time to check some of them out. Just dip your toe in over at weownthistown.net and click on podcasts at the top of the page. If you listened to the last episode of this show, I apologize, but you'll also be aware that I've been doing a lot of traveling lately, which is a fast track to being taken out of the loop of local happenings. It's unfortunate, but the upside is Nashville is cranking out great new music at a breakneck pace. So when I was putting together the playlist for this episode, I had absolutely no problem putting together an enjoyably strong list of new music. I've even got a little exclusive debut to play for you. But before we get to that, let's play the latest from Peachy, a bit of bombastic punk-infused pop for you. With Rich Boy off of their Squirt LP. Here's what I love about this song. The energy is unrelenting. The vocals have an affectionate sneer to them, and the lyrics are either about a high-powered asshole with an ego problem or just a run-of-the-mill bro. It works on many levels. It's as anthemic as it is a giant fuck you to the patriarchy. Plenty of songs have been written in that genre, and I think that's a hell of a contribution that Peachy's given us. There's plenty more where that came from on the album, and I cannot recommend it enough. That particular album was released on Budding Romance Records, a new label headed by Olivia Scabelli, whose last name I just absolutely mangled. Olivia is involved in a number of projects, but her primary undertaking is Idle Bloom. That band released an album called Little Deaths back in early 2017, and have now followed it up with a new record called Flood the Dial. The two singles from that album so far are a song called Exposure and one called Seeping In. And there's lots of good write-ups about both of those tracks and about the album floating around on the internet. But I'm going to play an album track, something that just grabbed me while I was listening through the whole record. So here's Rewired. Okay, that was Idle Bloom with Rewired from Flood the Dial, the brand new album. There's a great interview up on the Nashville Scene with Olivia Scabelli, whose name I am again mangling, that discovers the new sound of the album as compared to Little Deaths, as well as the decision to release the music via their own label, the previously mentioned Budding Romance Records. It's a great read and adds some nice insight into the record when you're giving it a listen, which I highly suggest you do in full. It's one of those albums that should really be partaken from top to bottom. Overall, it's a logical progression in their sound from the previous record. Thank you.
when the landlords knock, knock, knocking on my door. Mr. Bill Collector calling, but I don't answer no more. I keep a pistol in my pocket, got a dagger hidden in my vest. Yes, I've been dancing with the devil, only trying to do my best. Yeah, it's a coming shine of my ruination. We are lost in vain. We are lost in vain. And the clock been tick, 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 and time away. But I do anyway. I'm looking for a quick fix, baby, I ain't trying to stay. So we can love one another and then we throw each other away. Yeah, it's a culmination of my
Dope Queen Blues from Adia Victoria. That is such a good foreboding track. I love those horns that are buried in there, and her vocals are unbelievably good. According to the notes, that also features the Nationals' Aaron Dessner on piano. I don't know if this is secret information or not, but I do know that Adia and her band were in upstate New York for a while recording with Dessner. Presumably, there's a whole album worth of material to come from those sessions that may or may not be in the same vein. I honestly have no insider information aside from the fact that I know that they recorded up there, and I believe, just from my own personal beliefs, that that's where that recording comes from. You know, when it comes to recording an album, you have no idea what's going to see the light of day and what isn't. So who knows? Maybe those are shelved. Maybe those are coming soon. And I'm just completely jumping the gun there. Sorry about that. But if there's anything more like that in the works anywhere, I am excited to hear it. Speaking of potentially secret information, at the time of this recording, it's a Sunday evening for me as I put this into the microphone. The following track has yet to be released anywhere. By the time it reaches your ears, it should be out in the wild, but the emphasis there is on should. Hopefully all the timing around the publicity and release schedules goes correctly and the internet does not prove to be a truly chaotic and unpredictable realm, as we all know it to be, and I'm not ruining something here for someone else. But enough with the smoke and mirrors. Well, maybe a little more smoke and mirrors. Let's just listen to the track without any more introduction. Here you go.
I'm
Pick up on that. That was Jasmine Cassett with Quiche Night from a brand new, possibly unannounced record named Tuxedo. That album was written, tracked, and recorded throughout 2017 and 2018 as a collaborative effort between Cassett and Quiche Night, aka Brett Rosenberg. It's been 4 years since Jasmine released a proper solo album of her own material, so it's great to hear something new from her. It's clearly a lot different from her previous record, Quiet Machine, but I believe it shows a bit of diversity there, trying on some different styles. There's a video that goes along with that song that features a bunch of great musicians from around town, Kashana Armstrong, Sarah Bandy, Larissa Maestro, and it was directed by Helen Gilley. I highly suggest you seek it out. Hopefully all of this is known information by the time you're hearing this, at least by other parts of the internet, and again, I apologize if I've ruined a debut. All right, let's dive into an album track from a band that we've heard from a few times before. When I ran across this band named Dial-Up Ghost, I was kind of smitten with their band name and their lo-fi recording style and their sweetly lethargic vocal style. They've upped their game in the recordings department and released a full record called I'm Fine, I'm Fine. I've played If You Want to Die on the show before, but now that the full album is out, I feel it's only appropriate to play an album track. So here's Hell.
Yeah.
right. That was Dial Up Ghost with Hell off of I'm Fine, I'm Fine. It's a nice upbeat jam on the record, but it's still got a bit of that lethargic vibe to the vocals, a little bit of nasally attribution there. It's kind of a rare mix, but I definitely enjoy what they've got going on. I love how thick that recording sounds too, and I really want to see them live. So, Dial Up Ghost, keep doing what you're doing. I gotta see you live. All right, let's dive into the latest from All Them Witches. I've mentioned a few of their new tracks over on the site, weownthistown.net, but I haven't played anything on the show yet. As is the tradition with All Them Witches, this is a bit of a long song, so strap in. Here's first verse, second.
Versus second.
nice creepy outro there from All Them Witches, the track First Verse Second off of the album ATW. I don't know if we can even claim All Them Witches as a Nashville band anymore, as I think the members are all spread out all over the country, but I prefer to embrace my ignorance there and say they're ours. So the new semi-self-titled record, again, ATW, is just 8 tracks long, but it's about an hour runtime. So those are some long tracks. As you can tell from that one that we just heard, they tend to take their time building up a wall of sound with a nice dark vibe to it. That particular one is maybe one of the more immediately upbeat tracks, along with the lead track of the album. The rest of them kind of start a little slower and darker and take their time building. But I think that's what I like about them so much. That album is out. You hear it on all the streaming services, and they're on tour, including a 2-night stand at the Exit Inn in late December. So if you want to round out your year with some awesome dark jams from All Them Witches, go pick up a ticket. I have no doubt that it will sell out. Okay, enough exposition before these songs. Here's a new one from Telephones off a brand new split they just released. Castle Factory from Telephones off of a Castle Factory / Vitamin split. These guys grabbed me back in 2016 with an EP they released called Rack Your Noodle that seems to have been wiped completely from the internet. Fortunately, I think that's just a signal that the band is kind of reworking what they want the world to think of them. And Castle Factory, that song is fire. It immediately went into my heavy rotation. It's a very motivational bit of unrelenting rock. I hope there's a whole album of songs like that in the not-so-distant future. That particular song is coupled with another track called Vitamins, also upbeat, also well worth a listen, streaming on all of your favorite streaming services. So go put it into your favorites. The more listeners someone has, just another one of those metrics that bands can use to help get shows and know that they're doing something right. So go follow them. It's another number in their queue that helps them out. All right, let's round out the show with a new track from a name you may know but may not be immediately familiar with. So here is Sean Thompson's Weird Ears with the song Down on Your Luck. That was Sean Thompson's Weird Ears with Down on Your Luck. Sean Thompson, you may or may not know, plays with a bunch of different artists around town. I am mostly familiar with his work in the Skyway Man live set, but he contributes plenty more. This new EP was released with a little summary attached. I will read it to you in full. Quote, After years of being lucky enough to play with some of the headiest musicians in Nashville, it's time for me to explore my own songwriting voice more intimately. This is the first of what I hope to be a steady diet of short little EPs. End quote. The vocals and guitar are courtesy of Sean himself, and the remainder of the instruments are attributed to Ornament, Ryan Dono, Will Mann, and Alec O'Connell specifically. It's a fun little song, and always good to hear what a virtuoso like Sean does with their own creations. I look forward to a second EP, hopefully sometime in 2018. This one's called Weird Ears Volume 1, so I have to imagine that a Weird Ears Volume 2 is, you know, somewhere down the line, not too far away. At least I hope. I mean, I'm just speculating here, folks. All right, so that's it. That was volume 118. We just blazed right through that. Had no problem putting together that playlist. It is such a good listen. Nashville is just an absolute hotbed of good music. I know we're all tired of thinking of our city as the cool, hip place to go, but we got a lot of good things going on. I actually had to leave out a lot of songs that I wanted to play. There's stuff from Mute Group, New Man, Z, Cusses, Diatone Deli, Holtzclaw. There's a long list of more music I want to play for everybody, but I try and keep this down to about 8 tracks per episode. So that's a really good thing for this show, that there's so much going on. If there's anything you'd like to hear on the show, well, just hit me up at We Own This Town on any of your social networks, or at least the major 3, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, that's where we are. There are plenty of other social networks where we are not on there. So send me something, and I promise I'll at least give it a listen. Thanks so much for listening. We got more great shows over on weownthistown.net. Really enjoying this whole podcast network thing, and I hope you are too. So thanks a lot. Really appreciate it. Talk to you soon. Take care. Goodbye.